The gym at Childs Elementary in Bloomington is full of life Wednesday nights. 9 and 10-year-olds pack the gym for the school's volleyball camp.
Hit it over the net like we practiced.
School sports don't start until 7th grade for Monroe County students, but the camp provides an opportunity for kids to learn the game and practice their skills. It's Kieran Clausen's favorite time of the week.
You can interact with your friends. It's like super duper fun.
Kieran dreams of playing for her school team when she's old enough, but recent discussions at the State House have put that dream in jeopardy.
So when trans kids are under attack, what do we do?
The General Assembly has spent the last month discussing House Bill 1041, which would prohibit transgender girls from participating in school sports for girls. That means kids like Kieran would be left on the sidelines. She joined her parents at the State House to speak out against the bill.
I do this thing called the Happy Me Journal. It said, "What have you learned today?" I said, "Sometimes grown-ups can be stupid."
The ACLU of Indiana has come out against the bill, saying it tells trans kids they don't belong and shouldn't have the same opportunities as others. Advocacy strategist Kit Malone says the group intends to file a lawsuit against the state if it becomes law.
It is the first one in all of this time that has really managed to make it this far, which shows the increasing appetite that lawmakers have to engage in this kind of discrimination.
The bill would apply to K through 12 public schools and some private schools, and it wouldn't prohibit trans boys from participating in boys' sports. Republican Representative Michelle Davis is sponsoring the bill. She declined an interview, but during testimony at the State House, said it's about maintaining fairness in girls' sports.
When you have biological males that are stronger, faster, quicker, beginning to play against biological females, then sooner or later, the biological females will not make the team.
Davis says student-athletes and parents have contacted her about the possibility of having to compete against biological males. They say it's unfair and could keep them from getting scholarships. But if you ask Indiana High School Athletic Association Commissioner Paul Neidig, it hasn't been an issue in the decade-plus they've had a transgender participation policy.
The association has not received an application for a biological male to participate as a female. It certainly could happen any day, but as of now, we have not received an application that would be ruled upon.
Under the current policy, transgender girls can apply for a waiver to participate in girls' sports. They need to show they've gotten hormone treatments for at least a year and undergo a physical that shows their bone structure and muscle mass are consistent with other girls their age. Kieran's parents want her to have that opportunity, not to be a champion volleyball player, but to get that experience of being on a team and being accepted for who she is. Here's her dad, Nathaniel.
The relationships that you build with your friends while you're going for that common goal is just so important. What that does to a kid and teaches them how to prioritize and balance, those are things that I don't want my daughter to miss out on.
1041 is one of a handful of bills the General Assembly is discussing that deal with transgender rights. Malone says the legislature's fixation on transgender issues takes a huge toll on the mental health of trans people and pushes many to stay in the closet. Studies show that more than half of trans youth considered killing themselves in 2020.
85% of trans children report that this constant atmosphere of political threat is having a negative impact on their mental health. And we're talking about a population of kids that have an extraordinarily high suicide rate. So this is really, really troubling.
The bill passed the Senate Education Committee along party lines. It now heads to the full Senate. If 1041 passes, Indiana would become the 11th state to ban transgender girls from girls' sports. For WFIU News, I'm Mitch Legan.